Some proposals, such as assigning care managers to patients and covering non-drug alternative therapies like massage, could be costly for health plans covering vulnerable people, such as Medicaid recipients, who are twice as likely to receive opioid prescriptions as those not on Medicaid. Many plans are already doing some of these things, says Mario San Bartolome, the medical director for substance abuse disorders for Molina Healthcare.
These people with this disease matter just like anybody else with cancer, diabetes, hypertension, and it actually makes financial sense to take care of this in a comprehensive, integrated type of approach.
Attorney General Mike DeWine says the recommendations aren't mandates, but he's prepared to call out insurers that don't incorporate them. Karen Kassler at The Ohio Public Radio, State House News Bureau.